Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Goldman Sachs sees Brent hitting $100 per barrel in Q3. Reliance Retail picks 54% stake in Adverb Tech. Nazara acquires majority stake in DataWorks. Tata Motors to hike PV prices from Jan 19. And Radiant Cash, Veranda Learning, get SEBI not for IPOs. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the large street today. After trading in a narrow range for the past couple of days, benchmark indices at last came under selling pressure on Tuesday. The losses were seen after the indices hit their key resistance levels, 18,350 for Nifty 50, making investors wonder whether a weakness has set in. The flagship NSE index eventually closed at 18,113, down 1%. Sensex shed 554 points to 60,755. The day also saw the broader market sentiment reversing, with two of every three active stocks on BSE ending lower. IT stocks such as Tech Mahindra and HCL Tech, auto major Maruti and cement maker Ultratech Cement were among worst Sensex performers for the day. Cement stocks Ambuja Cements, ACC and Ultratech Cement fell 3-6%. Adani Group stocks Adani Green, Adani Total Gas and Adani Transmission rose up to 4%. Private lenders such as Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, Kotak and HDFC Bank also ended higher. We have Ajit Mishra, VP, Research of Religare Broking to share his views on the action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What drove benchmark indices 1% lower on Tuesday?
So markets shed nearly 1% in a volatile trading session in continuation to the prevailing consolidation phase. And initially, the benchmark oscillated in a range before finally settling in the red. So in a mixed global clues, were weighing on sentiments which triggered profit taking across the board. And among the sectors, mostly indices ended lower. And the broader indices also witnessed pressure in today's trade.
Do you see volatility rising from here on?
See, volatility usually remains high during the corrective phase, and that is what we are seeing after 4 weeks of successive rise. And earnings season is further adding to the choppiness. And going ahead, we feel earnings, global clues, and budget expectation would keep the volatility high. So in this scenario, participants should focus more on stock-specific trading approach and. As of now, the bias is still on the positive side, but considering the volatility, it's prudent to maintain hedge positions.
We also caught up with Brijesh Bhatia, senior research analyst at Equity Master, to decode the technical charts for you. What are Nifty 50 charts suggesting?
Nifty has rallied nearly 11% in last 21 trading sessions, and 2022 start has been a stellar. If you look at the rally, it has been forming bearish shark structure. And the momentum at the current level of around 18,200, 18,300 levels seems to be in crucial resistance zone. Looking at the structure of a bearish shark, even if you look at the rally right from 16,500 levels back towards 18,300 levels, if it retraced around 23%, I believe 17,800, 17,900 can be on cards looking at the momentum. And even if you look at the hourly RSI has been struggling to gauge around 85-87 levels. So momentum can be on the downside, and a likely test of 17,800 can be on cards.
What is your take on Nifty Bank?
In the last around 21 trading days, when Nifty has rallied by around 11-11.5%, Bank Nifty has managed to gain around 14% in the positive rally. If you look at the outperformance of Bank Nifty over the Nifty, the ratio chart indicates that the Bank Nifty outperformance can be on cards probably till the budget. And if you remember the last budget, Bank Nifty was one which has taken the lead. So I believe the momentum is still strong into the Bank Nifty, and if you look at the RSI, which is a strength indicator, has surpassed the previous highs, which was around 48-49 and trading at around 60 levels. So any dips towards 37,500, 37,000 seems an attractive buying opportunity into the Bank Nifty, and likely the 40,000 can be on cards for Bank Nifty.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading up to 2% lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down over 1%. hinting towards a gap down start for US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.